absolute and mighty praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. So let us say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
We want to hear the word of God shortly as we rise to pray. Tonight and tomorrow, I'm entering into certain dimensions of the word of God and of prayer. And I call it manifestations of the help of God. Manifestations of the help of God. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Manifestations of the help of God. When divine help is with you, there are manifestations. There's the way God does it. There's the way God does it. Psalm 121 verse 1-2. Psalm 121 verse 1-2. He said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? Then he answered in verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and the earth. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? He said, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. Why did he say, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills? Because in those days, kings and rulers, they build their forts and they build their castles on the hills. So if there is war, the king and his army, they come from the hill. That is where they are located. You will not find a king build his castle in the valley. Is somebody following what I'm saying? The kings of the old, they build their castles because by the time you are climbing to come and fight them, they need to have advantage. When you are on the hill and somebody is climbing up, you have advantage against the person. That is why when Jonathan was climbing the hills to fight the Philistines, I suppose, one of the enemies of Israel, Bible says that he and his armor bearer, they had to climb the hill and still be fighting with one hand. So the kings of old, they build their forts and their castles on the hill. So when David says that I lift up my eyes to the hill, he was saying something that naturally when you are attacked as a human being in those days, when a nation is attacked, it is just natural to lift up your eyes to the hill because that is where your king and your army will come from for your defense. But he was quick to tell us that even the help that he is looking for, even those in the hills cannot help him. But his help can only come from the Lord, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and not even the hills. Clap your two hands for the Lord. That's the revelation behind that opening of that chapter. Now, what I want you to understand is that God is our absolute helper, not the kings, not the princes of the earth. Tell somebody your help will not come from the hills. David didn't say, I lift up my eyes to the hills. When coming my help comes from the hills. Your help will not come from the hills. It will not come from the kings and the princes and the armies of the world. Your help will come from the Lord. Tell somebody your help comes from the Lord. Oh, you are not here. Tell somebody your help comes from the Lord. Omoa, every nipa that's in here, every openi be or every chief be or every warrior be or every nipa that's in here, your help comes from the Lord. Clap your two hands and say, my help comes from the Lord. Say, my help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for Jesus. So God is your absolute helper. Tell somebody, God is your absolute helper. No man can help you unless God first helps you. No man can help you unless God first helps you. Amen? Oh, amen. If the Lord do not help you, your uncle will keep deceiving you until you are tired. If the Lord do not help you, a man that you know has the means. Sometimes there are people you are asking for help from. You know they have the means. You know they can do it if they want to. But somewhere, somehow, they don't feel like helping you. Even me, there are times I don't feel like helping somebody that may be asking for help from me. Even though I know I have the means, if I say I will do it, I'll do it. So I realize that until God decides to help a man, not even the man with the means can help you. Hallelujah. So I've been training my children or my child that before you ask me, I think I even trained Pastor Solo like that because he grew with me. All of that, before you ask me for anything, pray about it. Because you may ask me and I'll not have the means. But if I have the means, I may not be moved to give you. So first pray about it, because it is God that will touch my heart. And if God touches my heart, even if I have to pull my beard to make it happen, I'll do it. I'll do it and go back now thinking about how to survive. But that's because the Lord has first done it in the spirit. But if the Lord has not helped you, I'll have it power, but I'll say, oh, I'll use it for something later, you know. So even me as a pastor that you think I am full of kindness. So you can imagine when you are asking your brother, your father, your uncle, your boss, a certain woman who can help you, a certain man who can help you, who is not even a pastor, who doesn't understand mercy and giving. Do you get what I'm trying to say? They may have the means, but they will not give you. But your help will come from the Lord. I said your help will come from the Lord. So King Ahab told the woman who said, help me, O king. When there was famine, King Ahab told the woman, how can I get help for you if the Lord do not help you? Clap your two hands for Jesus. So if God is our helper, then we must look up to him. Like David said, I look up to him because he's my helper. I've already explained to you what help means. We said help is what makes life easy. Or what, when we say you have received help, it means that it makes, to help you means to make it easy or possible for you to achieve something. To make it easy or possible. I'm still using that definition, even though I've ended that series. It is to make this easy for you. It's a dictionary definition, it's not my definition. To make this easy for you, or to make things possible for you. So when God is helping you, it means that God uses all his resources and his power available to him to make things easy for you and to make things happen for you. Can I hear an amen? So when we say that God will help you, what we are saying is that nyamidini tumini na any nia or work say sikao say connection, anything God has plus his power, he uses them to back you up so that life will become easy for you and life will become possible for you. Clap your two hands together or do it better. Lift up your hands and say, I will enjoy the help of God. After these 40 days, I will be backed by God. I will be helped by God. I will be assisted by God in my life. Declare by your life that things should become easy for me. Impossible things should become possible for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Celebrate the goodness of God with a clap. So there are several ways I want you to understand that God can help a man. There are several ways. When God wants to help a man, when the help of God is about to happen for a man or is working in the life of a man, it manifests in different ways. There are ways that God shows himself in the life of a man that we can look and say that God is helping that man. And that is what I call the manifestations of the help of God. that when God is helping Prince, there is a way he will help him. When God is helping Echo, there is a way he will help him. When God is helping you, there is a way that God will help you. There are ways by which God helps humanity. I pray that may God reveal himself to you in some of those ways. Clap your two hands for Jesus. So what are the ways? What are the manifestations of God's help in the life of man as revealed by scripture? Number one, divine empowerment. When God is helping a man, the first thing that God can do for that man is that God empowers the man. God strengthens the man. It is a type of help that God gives men. It is a way that God helps men. Zechariah chapter 4, the verse number 6 and then 7 is that, then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. God is speaking to somebody here, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. He continued and says that, for this mountain, O Zerubbabel, this mountain, it shall become flat before you, because not by might and not by power, but by my spirit. That means that Zerubbabel, I will help you, but I will help you with my power and with my spirit. So I pray for you here tonight that every mountain of opposition, every mountain of a situation, something that looks impossible, something that looks like it will finish you, I declare that it will disappear not by your might. It will disappear not by your power. It will disappear not by your wisdom, but by the spirit of the Lord. Clap your hands and say, I am the one. Oh, shout it and say, I am the one. Shout it and say, I am the one. Because it can happen. It's the way God helps. When I look at the Men's Home Project, it's a mountain. Because I am surrounded by youth. It's a mountain. How can a youthful ministry produce us? I'm talking to you now, from foundation till now. If we have not spent at all, we are not talking about 3 to 4 billion. Filling of the land is already 1 billion. It has not come. Filling of the land with the sand you see on the land that there's no flood. Signing the agreement with the people alone was 65,000. Almost money to eject the man, court cases here and there, all put together. Refurbishing or renovating the building, and building the renovation and the washrooms alone cost us 85,000. Are you adding? How did a church with small faces like this produce such resources? Say it is not by might. Because me, I've not seen some before. You too have not seen some before. But it has been done. Say it is not by might. Say it is not by power. But by the spirit of God. Clap your two hands together. So therefore I pray for you. There are things that you are trying to venture. There are things that you are trying to overcome. There are problems you are trying to solve. That looks like mountains. The Bible says that if you can have faith, the mountain can move. One of the ways mountains can move out of your way, or impossibility become possible, is when God is helping you by his power. So I pray that the power of God is coming upon 13 people here, and you are beginning to achieve the impossible. And you are beginning to achieve the impossible. And the things that are difficult are becoming easy. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands together for Yeshua. See, I am the one. So when God wants to achieve something uncommon or something unusual, he helps you with his own power. He backs you with his power. If God wants to do something for you that is unusual, if God wants to do something for you that is remarkable, or something that is more than your own strength, he gives you his own power. He puts his spirit on you so that you are working, but you are working under the anointing. There are people here, you are going to build under the anointing. There are people here, you will go to school under the anointing. There are people here, you will marry under the anointing. There are people here, you will travel under the anointing. There are people here, you will get that job under the anointing. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Not by might, I remember the question that they asked my wife after she was employed with 6 months pregnancy, which is against the laws of Kolebu. They asked her, how did you go through the interview? Meanwhile, the one asking her was the chairperson, a woman, stubborn woman, the chairperson of the panel, saw her after a month and said, you are part of the people who have been employed. How did you come for interview? She said, yes, ma, I came for interview. She said, how? Because I remember that very morning, I prayed for her and anointed her, and I selected the dress and I put on her, and I put another jacket on like that. Then I spotted her and say packaging, and I anointed her. I said, listen, no, any eye that will disrupt this process will not see you, and any eye that shall see you, they will favor you. This was the prayer I prayed for my wife. 6 months pregnancy, she went through interview without notice. So it's not by might. Listen, after you finish the project you are going to embark on, people will ask you, how did you do it? After you build that business, people will ask you, how did you do it? After you get married, even though you have nothing in your pocket, people will ask you, how did you do it? After you go to the university, people will ask you, how did you do it? When you fly out of Ghana, they will check your status, and you are somewhere in Colorado, and they will ask you, how did you do it? You shall say, it is not by might. It is not by power, but by the Spirit. Shout, I am the one. Oh, declare, I am the one. Clap your two hands together. That is when the anointing is working on you. When God is helping a man, he gives him his spirit. Now, maybe I saw power or mount on only to me. Or my own young man, and three over one day. You will be shocked that it's not your might. The Bible told us concerning Jesus that the secret of Jesus' success was the help of God by divine empowerment or the strength of God. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. His help was the power God gave him. God will also help you. Somebody put your hand on your head and say, God will help me by empowering me. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46, the Bible says that, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he strengthened his loins, and he ran faster than the chariots of Ahab. Oh, Ahab was riding in the fastest Ferrari of that time, and all of a sudden he saw a human being whose legs were on fire ran past him, and he said, what is this? I've not seen some before. But how did Elijah was able to run past a Ferrari, run past the fastest chariot in his days? It is when the hand of God came upon him. That means that God helped him to catch up with those who have gone ahead of him. I don't know those who have taken the lead. I don't know those who say they have taken the lead. I don't know those who say you have delayed behind. I don't know those who say you don't deserve it. I don't know those who say you have delayed. When God helps you, he empowers you by his spirit, and you'll be able to catch up. 50 people under the sound of my voice, you are receiving the anointing to catch up. Let your amen be like thunder. You are receiving the anointing to catch up. Say, I catch up. I catch up. Say, I catch up. I catch up. You will catch up. You will catch up, and you overtake them. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Judges chapter 14 verse 16, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson. By this time, Samson was just a little boy. Samson didn't know what he carried. Samson didn't know. He had already been told that don't drink alcohol, don't drink this. His mother used to tell him that. They say God will work with you, so don't drink alcohol, eh? So don't do this, don't do that, okay? Don't let any scissors go into your hair. They used to tell Samson, but he didn't know what they were really saying. But one day the Bible says that he was going somewhere, within the ages of 16, 17, as a youth. He was just going somewhere as a normal teenager. Remember when you were 16, when you were 17? And this boy looked like me. Samson was not a macho man. Tell someone, Samson was not a macho man. His strength was not in his biceps and his triceps. His strength was not in his muscles. Samson was as langa-langa as maybe I am, or even worse than I am. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen? So imagine a guy like me. Even now, look at my age. Oh, so fast track, go back to when I was 16 years. When I was 16 years, go back there. And I am just walking somewhere in the forest. And a lion, Bible says that not an old lion, a young lion. When the Bible uses the word young lion shall be tired, he means that a youthful lion, they are stronger than an old lion. They kill old lions and take over the territory. A youth lion cannot go hungry. He can hunt. Bible says that a young lion appeared and something grabbed him. The spirit of the Lord came upon him and he grabbed the lion. He himself was shocked that, hey, so all along I can be that strong. The spirit of God came upon him and he grabbed the lion and tore him apart. There's something about the spirit of God. Tell you, it will make the impossible become possible. When God was helping Samson, he empowered him by the Holy Spirit. I see lion killers in this house. Every lion in your family, you will destroy them by the power of the Lord. You will destroy them by the Spirit of God. That is a manifestation of the help of God. Because Samson couldn't have done it. 16 years, 17 years. No push-ups in those days. There was no gym. There was nothing like I'm lifting something at all. Natural man. Normal, and yet when he was attacked, and I was like, if you read the story of Samson, you realize that anywhere Samson was attacked, then the spirit will come. So you see him playing. Bible like shout at him right now. The other day they caught him, and then they shouted a great shout. When the enemy shouted a great shout, he was in chains. Then they shouted a great shout. Then the Bible says, and the Spirit of God came upon him immediately. And the chains and the ropes that were on him became like rubber. It melted. Ta, ta, ta. Now I'm talking about the help of God. This is not possible. It's not possible. If not for God. So I'm telling you that, listen, the next time the enemy will attack you, the power of the Lord will come upon you. The next time you have a dream and an enemy attacks you, the spirit of the Lord will come upon you and you shall put them where they rightly belong. Clap your two hands for the Lord. 1 Samuel 16. Samuel anointed David. Samuel anointed David. Is it verse 17 there? About check it for me. Samuel poured the oil upon David, and Bible says that, and the spirit of the Lord came upon David. That's how come he started killing all sorts of lions and all sorts of sheep. And brought Goliath down. Goliath saw a little boy, but he didn't know, a little boy with the help of God. They are seeing you as a young person, but they don't know you are a young guy with the help of God. They are seeing you as a young girl, but what they don't know is that you are a young girl with the help of God. And now to somebody, don't belittle me. Don't look down upon me, for I am a young guy with the help of God. I am a young lady with the help of God. Number two, divine wisdom and understanding. Yeah, so what I read from verse 13, divine wisdom and understanding. When God is helping a man, he equips the man with divine wisdom. It's a manifestation of the help of God. When God wants to help you, aside putting his feet on you, if he wants to help you, he can grant you access to divine wisdom and understanding. God helps men. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. I want you to understand that God helps men to excel in their fields by equipping them with wisdom and knowledge to solve the most difficult situations, which brings them into stardom. When God wants to help a man, he will equip you with wisdom. It's a manifestation of his help. He will just bless you. See that you're a young person, but you are loaded with wisdom. Like, see that you're a young guy, you are freshly employed, but in the office, the kind of solutions you are providing for the problems that faces. See that your boss looks at you and says that this guy, there's something about this guy. Charlie, this guy is very intelligent. Charlie, this lady is very intelligent. That's the kind of grace I'm praying for you. That God will help you with divine wisdom, with supernatural wisdom, to solve the problems in your field, to solve the problems in your world, so that you will be ushered into stardom. See, I'm coming into stardom. See, I'll become a star. So say, I'll become a star. The Bible says that, and now, oh Lord my God, this is Solomon. He prayed to God and said, now, oh Lord my God, you have made your servant king after my father David, but I am a little child. That means I don't have what it takes. I am a little child. I do not know how to even go out and how to come in. That means I don't even know how to behave myself. I don't even know how to behave when adults have gathered. I'm a little child. I lack experience. And that is me. That is me. This scripture is about me. As a little guy, as a young person. And they said, and your servant in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous. This work is too big. This is Solomon talking to God. Then Solomon said in verse 9, said, therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge these great people of yours? Ha! For who is able to judge these people? And then verse 12, God answered him. And look at what God told him. In verse 12, he said, behold, I have done according to your ways. These 40 days, may God respond to somebody here. I have done according to your ways. Oh, you are not here for me tonight. I said, these 40 days, God will respond to somebody here. I have done according to your prayer request. I have done according to your prayers. I have done according to the things you wrote down. He told Solomon, I have done according to your ways. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before, nor shall anyone arise after you. That means that the wisdom I've given you, it doesn't have competition. Say, what God will do for me doesn't have competition. Yeah. Is that I am making you wiser than no man can be wise like you. I've sealed it. No man. That means if another man rises to pray for wisdom, it won't work. I have blocked it. God was able to deal with certain people in a certain way. Pal. I pray that in your own lifetime, may God treat you favorably. He said, I will not allow any man to rise up on earth to be as wise as you are forever and ever till today. No matter the spirituality of the man, I will not allow it. Because what? You ask me. How many people go to God and say, God, give me wisdom? So I realized that even for Solomon to ask that prayer for me, that he was wise. True or not true? But you see, he was humble to see himself as a little child. And whoever is humble, the Lord will raise him. Because for him not to ask, when God answered, God said, because you did not ask for the head of your enemies, and you did not ask for money to chill, but rather you asked for wisdom. That means it's not the common thing to ask. It's not the popular thing to ask God for. But you see, Solomon knew that if he will be helped by God, the help he needed, because he's young, the help he needed was what? Wisdom and knowledge and skill. So as a young pastor, I know what I need is wisdom and knowledge and skill. As a young person coming up in industry, in education, in your field, in marriage, in any aspect of your life, what you need is what? Wisdom and knowledge with skill. So I pray for you that God will help you with wisdom and God will help you with knowledge. Or you don't like it, you like the heads of your enemies. May God help you with wisdom. I said, may God help you with knowledge. It is a way God helps men. The way that God helps men. The way. That's why I'm praying for you, that even though you are young, old people will call you and say, come. Come. Because you see, in the book of Job, Bible says that you shall be, that scripture I don't like to quote. He said, thou shalt be wiser than thy teachers. Have you come across that scripture before? That's when you go to school and then it seems like you know that your teacher. It's a shock. It's a shock that it is just when God is helping you. Because Job balanced, they said there's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty God giveth him understanding. So the whole equation is what? Help, help. Put your hand on your head, say, God, in my office, I have seniors there, I have bosses there, I have people that I met in that field, but grant me wisdom. Help me with wisdom to excel. Help me with wisdom to excel. Help me with wisdom. Let people look at me and think that I have some special apple, but it's just the wisdom you have blessed me with. It's just the wisdom that you have blessed me with. It's just the wisdom. Amen. Just the wisdom. That was the story of Solomon. The story of Solomon. God says, I've given you. After these 40 days, God will appear to somebody in the dream. And this one, when God was talking, it was a dream. It was a dream. Solomon didn't see any vision. It was a dream. God appeared to him in the dream and told him, I have given you wisdom. Some of you, instead of seeing witches in your dreams and running for your life, you are going to have an encounter after tonight. And in that encounter, you will meet an angel or you will meet God. And he will tell you, I have given you what you are looking for. Your amen. Anytime I'm speaking, don't joke with what I'm saying. It will happen to you if you believe it. And the summary. Look at the summary of Solomon's life. A boy who said, I need the help of God through wisdom, manifestation of wisdom. I'm telling you that when God is helping somebody, one of the ways is wisdom. God just gives the person wisdom. So you may think the person is just normal person and things are working, but it's just wisdom as you pray. He may not carry some anointing for that. No. But it may be wisdom. The wisdom will be working. Look at the summary, the summation, verse 30, chapter 4, verse 30 to 31. Look at how the Bible describes Solomon. I just love it. Let's all read it together. It said, therefore, when you see that word, it means therefore, Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all men of the East. And all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite. That means before he came, there was an old man who was known as wise. He was operating by what? Normal wisdom, by human wisdom. There was another man by Haman who was also known to be wise. There was another man by Dara. Like the way today we talk about Aristotle, we talk about the Greek philosophers. We thought that they were wise people. In those days, the philosophers and the wise people, they have been listed here. And the Bible says that, and Solomon was wiser than all of them. And his fame was in all the surrounding nations. That is why people were traveling just to come and sit down and listen to Solomon's riddles and his proverbs. And wow. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. I said, God will help you. If you are a student, God will help you with knowledge. God will help you with understanding. God will help you. God will assist you. You will not fail any exams any longer. For God is going to help you. Say, I am a man helped by God. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Oh, Jesus. How many of you remember Daniel and his brothers? They were helped by God. They went to a foreign land. They don't know anybody there. Yet God helped them. The Bible tells us their story in Daniel 1 verse 17. And as for these four Hebrew children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all courses. Say all the courses. If you're a student here, write the scripture down and take it home. Because for the rest of the path, this will be your prayer. In all learning, in all courses, God gave them skill in all literature and wisdom, mathematics, science. There is nothing like I am good in science, I'm not good in mathematics. There's nothing like I am good in social, I'm not good in RME. No. God gave them knowledge and skill in all the courses. And Daniel had understanding even in visions and dreams. He can just listen to you telling your dream, and wisdom will come. He will tell you the meaning of your dream is A, B, C, D. To the level that even somebody went to dream his dream. He was eating in his house. And the person said, what dream did I dream? Abba. That's wickedness. You went to sleep in your own room, on your own bed. you dreamt your dream. I was not even in the dream. And you expect me to know the dream you dreamt. Is it fair? Even if you are lying down with your mother on the same bed and she dreams, do you know it? Do we have cold dream? Do we cold dream? We don't cold dream. And yet, Nebuchadnezzar said, your head will go if you can't tell me the dream. And Daniel said, give me time. Somebody can help me. Give me time. I have a helper. He went back. He told his brothers, we are fasting and praying. He went back. He started fasting. Rakatatatata. He prayed. As he prayed and prayed, God opened his eyes in the middle of the night. He calls it the night vision. He slept and his eyes opened. And he saw the giant that Nebuchadnezzar saw. From the head to the feet. And saw the interpretation. God told him that there are going to be different kingdoms and dispensation. This is what I've shown to my servant Nebuchadnezzar. Blah, blah, blah. Then he woke up. When he woke up, he took his phone. Bah, 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 bah. He said, Shadrach, Abin, Abin. Upon a toe, upon a toe. Tell somebody, God will help you. Tell somebody, my God will help you. Cast upon a toe. You don't understand that God can give you a paw in your dreams. Me, God used to give me a paw in my dreams. Chemical equations. Oh, haven't I told you before? Then you are new in this church. Then you are very, very new. Because those days there used to be a topic we call polymerization. There used to be something called polymerization. Polymer. Everybody say polymer. And under polymers, when you study polymers in chemistry, when you study polymers, you'll come across these scientific names. You have to first calculate it. Eh? You have to first calculate it. Like 1, 2, di. Somebody say that. Hey, this pastor too. He knows everything. It's the spirit of wisdom. God helped me in school. I can sleep or something. It was so unfair to the other students. I can sleep and then I'll just see the rest. That thing started happening to me from GSS 1. I was in Achimota. GSS 1. That's when I started seeing these equations. Like, yes, I remember it because I'm not lying. GSS 1. So before I got to secondary school to go and meet polymers, I've been training in it. Divine apostle. There are ones that I hear. There are some too I dream about them. And that was Daniel's story. He went to sleep and he saw the exact dream somebody dreamt. Because God was helping him. I want you to understand that when God is helping a man, there is a way that God does it. And I'm saying that, listen, you are doing your business, it's not working. Sometimes the help you need is not fall down and get up. The help you need is not ashes. That's not the help that you need. Tell somebody, that's not the help that you need. The help that you need is not when you think that I will receive some anointing and then you are, oh, no. Sometimes you are just standing cool in your chair, but wisdom is dropping. Wisdom is dropping. Sometimes you don't need to fall down. Sometimes the power of God will not come on you. They will shake it. No. Sometimes you are just sitting down and you have connected to the altar. And as I'm speaking, wisdom is being communicated to your spirit. Wisdom is being imparted to your spirit. And you live here and you say, I heard something in church. Let me go and try it. I heard some idea. Let me go and try it. And you go and try it and boom. Your marriage has changed. Glorious, so glorious in your place. You got it. God does it so nicely. Hallelujah. That's verse 17. Verse 20. Bible says that in all matters of wisdom and understanding, when the king checked them, that was examination. Say examination. When the king checked them in all courses. When the king examined them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and the astrologers who were in his reign. Young boys helped by God. There is no student here that is permitted to fail any course after today. Connect to wisdom. 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 There is no worker who will be sacked from the office because you are not solving problems for your boss. Every problem, unless you go and call another worker, hey, come and look at this. No. God will give you wisdom to solve every challenge in your field. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. When God is helping them, number three, manifestation of wisdom is in divine guidance. God directs you. When God is helping a man, he directs him. God doesn't sit down, cross his leg for you to go and hit and learn lessons that will cost you 5 years of your life. God helps you by directing you. God helps you by directing you. God helps you by that. Now, how many of you know that David was a young guy helped by God? How will he bring down Goliath with a stone? A stone cannot bring down Goliath. The distance, the size of the stone in the catapult. No. If it is Oko and those things, I understand. But a giant, whose generation are all giants? His children are giants. Their legs, their toes are 6'6". You have 5'5". They have 6'6". They are gigantic. All of them, his brothers, his children. Oh, read the Bible. You see that some of them rose up. One of them almost killed David when David was an old man. That was when his brother, his senior brother's son, by name whether Jonathan or something, rose up and then killed that giant. When he killed that giant, then they begged him, they said, from today you will not go to war again. Otherwise, when you die, you will dim the light of Israel. Because now you are an old man. And you won't do it. Now you are one to. Then they stopped David from going to war. Like a son, one of the generation of Goliath, the one he killed, rose up to kill him back for killing our father. There are some demons, when you finish with them, you are not done. No. You think you are done, you are going to enjoy. Other demons of the same like say, no, we don't understand that you defeated our boss. They are coming for you. They came for David. Amen. Am I teaching you? I'm showing you how God helps men. In order for men not to go around in circles, in order for men not to have delay, because you see, when you are going around in circles, you will delay, you will not get there early. Because you don't know where the road is. So you are checking. You go here. And yeah. Now, have you been to somewhere that you didn't know the place before? You can pass the junction. And if you are driving, yeah, say. Because you bypass the junction, you have to go and look for the next U-turn before you come. Then when you come, you miss it again. I remember the first time that I missed, they did that off and call to Achimota Road. Ah, how I hate that road. Because when they did that road, they did not make a lot of avenues for you to enter from the middle lane to the outer lane. So if you miss the outer lane, that is at the former STC place, they call it a certain name, where the STC was, I don't know, a new plan, that new plan traffic. If you miss that, moving to your right and you are in the middle, over to you, Jolati. You will get to how do you call that? Pokwasi. You get to Pokwasi. And come and see me. I'm so angry. Yet you are angry for nothing. You are going. And when I got to Pokwasi, I managed to join the traffic, struggled my way. When I came out, I made the mistake. I was in the middle again. I forgot that I had to use. I thought, that day I went like two times. Pokwasi to Achumota. I went. I will never forget that thing. When you are going to a place that you don't know there, you delay. You delay in life. A lot of you, the reason why you are delayed for certain like blessings in your life, because you don't know what to do. So when God wants to help the man, he directs him. He directs him. So direction is the help of God. Guidance is the help of God. I don't get what I'm saying. He will tell you what to do. What to do, where to go, what not to do, where to pass. And if you don't know how to do that, you will pray and pray and pray and pray. And think that God has disappointed you, but God wants to direct you. You are too busy to hear. Because you think that he will lay hands on you, no, then the door will open. No! He wants to direct you to do something. Tell somebody, receive divine direction. Tell somebody, receive divine direction. God can help men by offering them direction so that you not be confused. Isaiah 30 verse 21. He said, your ears shall hear a word or a voice behind you telling you, this is the way. Walk in it. When you turn to the right hand or when you turn to the left, you'll hear a voice. That's divine direction. That's how God helps you so that you don't make a mistake. Like what I did. Instead of getting to where I was going, but he said, you hear a voice. 1 Kings 17:3-6. He said, get thee hence. Turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherub. Verse 3 and then verse 6, 1 Kings 17. This is Elijah. Everybody is going to be hungry till they die. 3.5 years. And God says that I will help him. How did God help Elijah? He told him, go to that river. Go to that river. If today you say, I'll go to the Laffa River. And there's a river closer to us called Laffa. Go to the Laffa River. When you get to the Laffa River, I will send ravens. Drink the water there and eat. Every morning and evening, ravens will bring you food. That was the breakthrough of Elijah. Direction. What if God didn't tell him where the food will come to? He will be in his room praying, Lord, provide, provide. And he will not know that he was supposed to go to Laffa. Say direction. When God wants to help you, he directs you. Tell somebody, when God wants to help you, he directs you. When the food there was finished and the ravens couldn't find any more food for him and the water dried up, Bible says that, and the word of the Lord came to him again and told him that now move to the next village called Zarephath. There is a widow there. I have commanded her to feed you. What if that voice didn't come? You would have died by the riverside. You would have said, oh God, why me? A prophet like me. Oh God, why me? What you need is called direction. What you need is called what? Direction. Either you cry, oh God, don't you like me? Am I not your child? What have I done wrong? You've done nothing wrong. The only mistake you have done is that you don't have direction. You need direction. The day you secure direction, you'll be out of that predicament. The day you secure that direction, you'll be out of the delay. The day you secure direction, you'll be out of the frustration. Tell somebody, direction is coming. Tell him, direction is coming. Tell him, direction is coming. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. That is in verse 9. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 19 to 20. Now, look at this story. I love this story so much. David, a man who was being held by God, he's going to war. When he became king, his first war, look at what happened. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them to my hand? And God said, yes, go up. I will doubtlessly deliver them. That day, David went and he had victory. And he was so happy. Then, after some weeks, the enemy gathered themselves again and came to attack David. If you were the one, will you pray again? I mean, God said you should go. So you just continue to fight. But David went back to God and prayed again. Verse 22. He went back to God and he prayed again. And said, God, should I go again? Amen. Should I go again? And then from verse 22 to verse 25. Then God told him, don't go. Don't go. Wait. Give me verse 25. Give me verse 23. Sorry. Give me verse 23. Verse 23. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord again that, they have come back. Oh, what should I do? Some of you will not ask again because the first time he told you go. But David was careful for direction. He prayed again. So today you were going and God told you that, use apenkwa. And you use apenkwa and you met somebody and the person blessed you. That doesn't mean for the rest of your life you should use apenkwa. No, I get what I'm saying. the following day to pray the Lord. As I'm going to the shipa, as I'm going to sell, where should I use? Where should I? Ask again. You were starting foundation. You prayed for God's help. You get to the middle. Pray again for God's help. You get to the top. Pray again for God's help. Every level. Pray again for God's help. That's David's principle. He cried again. Then God told him, look at the shock. Over here, everybody read. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, and he said, you shall not go. Tell somebody, change of formation. Change of tactics. This one, you shall not go. So if David had made a mistake, and he had gone just because 2 verses ago, God said, go. It did not just say, oh, I mean, okay, last 5 years, now make a change of formation. Maybe I will come before four. You shall not go. Circle around behind them. So now God gave me a different tactics. That go and circle around the nation, around the town where they are. Don't attack them. So the tactics change. And come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. Then something will happen. And it shall be when you hear the sound of a marching on the trees, you hear that the trees, there are noise on the trees in the bush. It's like something is walking on the trees. Then it's a sign that I, the Lord, have gone ahead. Then you too can now attack. So God told him, stay cool, hide till you hear the noise on the tree. Tell somebody, don't play with direction. Don't play with direction. Don't joke with the direction. The fact that God said this today, so it's a formula. Amen. Clap your 2 hands together. When God is helping you, number 4, divine intervention. He intervenes for you. He doesn't just direct you. He also intervenes. What is intervention? It's where God appears suddenly out of nowhere to interrupt an ongoing evil against his people. Where something wrong is happening to God's children and God just appears suddenly to stop them, to stop it. Where the devil is destroying God's children, then God just appears suddenly and he puts an end to what the devil is doing. We call it intervention. When God is helping the people, one of the things he can do is to intervene. This time around, he doesn't give them wisdom to fight. He doesn't give them direction. He just comes. He just comes and fights by himself. So there are times that he wants to give you the wisdom. There are times that he wants to give you the direction. There are times that he wants to give you the anointing. But there are times that he doesn't give you all those things. He comes to do it himself. We call it intervention. May you enjoy that from God. May you enjoy that help from God. I said, may you enjoy that help from God. He interrupts what the devil is doing. He comes to take over the battle and disrupt every system, principles, nature, protocols, just to help his people to win. He interrupts everything, all the protocols, all the systems. The man said, I didn't find any man to carry me to the pool. Then Jesus said, I've come. That you don't need anybody to carry you to the pool. I've changed the formula. You don't need any angel to fall into the water. You are healed. Get up and go. That's called intervention. 38 years, God had mercy on him and intervened. May God have mercy on you and change situations. May God have mercy and intervene in your situation. It is the help of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 7 to 8, when they attacked, I think Pastor Collins preached from this passage, the second week. When they attacked Israel, the Philistines, in the days of Samuel, Bible says, when Samuel called out to God, and God decided to fight for them, God didn't give them any direction. God didn't tell them, come and pray, come and do this, come and do that. As they were there waiting on God and the enemy started coming, Bible says that, and God opened the heaven and started bringing thunder. All they heard was thunder strikes. And the thunder storms that came confiscated. I mean, it confused the enemy. They started running helter-skelter. Then the armies of Israel were able to overcome and to chase them. That's what we call intervention. God just does something without directing you. He just does his own thing. He tendered at them. May God tender against your enemies. Whatever is happening in your life, may the tender of God bring an end to it. May the tender of God bring an end to it. I said, may the tender of God bring an end to it. Clap your 2 hands for the Lord. And they overcame him. Do you remember Joshua? Joshua was fighting the Amorites. 5 kings. Five kings had attacked Gibeon, and Joshua was fighting that war. Five kings, not one, oh, not Jehoshaphat, oh, Jehoshaphat were three. These were five kings of Amorites had gathered together against Joshua. Bible says that, and when Joshua was fighting, God told him, don't be afraid of them, for I shall fight for you. And God came in. When they went, God himself appeared, and God opened the heaven and started raining stones of fire. Stones. So imagine you are going to war, and all of a sudden stones are killing, like falling down and killing the opposition. You have not gotten there. You are all running. You are now going to pull the first sword. By the time you realize some heavy rocks, back, 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 your enemies are on the floor from heaven. Some angels were throwing catapults from heaven, and all the enemies were down. The Bible said that the number of people who died by the stones were more than the people Israel used their sword to kill. That's intervention. That's God helping by intervention. Because five kings, they would have finished Joshua. And the story didn't end there. When you move to the next two verses, and the Bible says that as if that was not enough. As if that was not enough. For the people to die totally, God stopped the sun. And the sun stopped for half a day. What is a full day? 24 hours. Half a day is what? 12 hours. The sun, that means that there was a suspension of the solar system. Have you studied solar system in school before? The rotation of the earth around the sun. Okay? There was like the whole drawing that was drawn for you, the ninth planet around the sun was halted for 12 hours. Because the people, they had weapons that they could fight in the evening. Joshua didn't have those technology. So they could fight in the evening because they had certain weapons. So Joshua needed the sun to be up without it getting dark. Otherwise, they would kill them. So Joshua lifted up his voice. Give me the scripture. And shouted, sun, stand still and don't move. And God intervened. The sun stood. For 12 hours, the sun could not change. You see, when God wants to help you, and he suspends his own principles. He said, give, it shall be given unto you. There are times that you have given nothing, but it can be given to you. There are times that you have done no good. You have not been righteous. But God just decides to have mercy on you and just do something about your case. We call it intervention. We call it intervention. You didn't do anything. Are you following what I'm saying? Paul and Silas, when they were about to be killed, the following day, they were going to be killed. That night, Bible says that as they were praying, all of a sudden there was a shaking in the prison. Everything broke off their hands and they became free. It's called intervention. Where God doesn't give you direction. Sorry, Anapa, Bombay is 7 days. I want to change. Sorry, say, no. No direction. Just no direction. God just comes to do his own thing. And that is the help God will give someone. I said, that is the help God will give someone. I said, that is the help God will give someone. And the final one for tonight is divine preservation. Where God protects you. Where God protects you. David was a man helped by God because God protected him. 1 Chronicles 12, verse 18. The Bible says that then David received them. The Bible says that the Spirit came upon Amasa, who was chief of the captains, and he said, thine are we, David, and on thy side, the son of Jesse. Peace, peace be unto thee, and peace unto thy helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. So David was helped by God. David was helped by God. And how do we know it? He helped him through protecting him. 2 Samuel 8:14. And he put garrisons in Edom, throughout all Edom, put in garrisons. And all day of Edom became David's servants. And the Lord preserved David wherever he went. That is why lions couldn't kill him. The Lord was protecting him. That's why Goliath couldn't kill him. Because the Lord was... It's not that David was skillful. No. It's not that David was a macho man. No. It's not that David was so perfect. No. There is something around David called the help of God. And it was preserving him. It was protecting him. It was keeping him. That is why Psalm 46 verse 1, David himself said, he said, God, you are my refuge and my strength. You are my very present help in trouble. God was his helper. When he goes through all the mountains and the rivers and the seas, he says that God himself will be his help. In Psalm 91, verse 3 and 13, rise up. Let me read it over you. It says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. Shout amen. And from the noisome pestilence, shout amen. Now that is what sickness, he will deliver you from sickness. Shout your loudest amen. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Shout amen. And under his wings you shall trust. Shout amen. He says God will put you under his wings. Say, God will put me under his wings. When God is helping you, he will cover you under his wings, so that your enemies can't find you. Say, my enemies can't find me. Say, from today my enemies can't find me. Oh, say, from today they cannot locate me. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day. Whether they rise up at night or they come in the day, the Lord will preserve you. Let your amen be like thunder. Nor for the sickness that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that destroys at noonday. So there are diseases that walk at night, and there are diseases that come in the daytime. People die more in the night than in the day. Especially in the hospital. Anybody who works in or you work in a hospital. People are taken care of by the doctors when they sleep. By the following day, the doctor will come, they are dead. It's gone. Because there are pestilence that walks in darkness. That's why you can sleep. You wake up, you are sick. Your child will wake up, he's sick. A certain boy that I knew, he was around 5 years. He had a dream. In the dream, that somebody hit his leg with something. When he woke up, his leg, one of his legs twisted like that. He walks at the back of this leg. If you have seen those kind of people, they walk like that. So his leg is not, his foot is not straight like this. It has turned. So he walks with this side, the soft side, like that. And I asked him, what happened to you? He said, I had a dream when I was little, almost 6 years. Oh, these are these three mommy here. That dream, like that. There are pestilence, sicknesses that attacks you in the dark, nor the destruction that lay waste in them. But God says that he will protect you. May you and your children be protected against all forms of sickness. Let your amen be the loudest. Say, I am covered from any form of sickness, witchcraft sicknesses, demonic sicknesses, and diseases that have been diagnosed by doctors. I am covered in the name of Jesus. That 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. Say, it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I see. That's why during the COVID I said, it shall not come near us. It shall not come near me, because we will see that people are getting it, but as for us, we are preserved. We are being helped by God. Say, I am being helped by God. So I am protected. So I am covered. Is that because thou hast made the Lord, which is your refuge, even your most high, your dwelling place? There shall no evil come near you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, so that you will not dash your feet against any rock. That shall be your story. Angels will protect your children. Angels will protect your business. Angels will protect your car. Angels to protect your house. Angels to protect your husband and wife. Angels to protect your money. Angels to protect your life. Shout, I receive the help of protection. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Clap your two hands together for the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.